WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The peace is holding, but not all the pieces are coming together. Israel says one of four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half. Hamas has said it would be challenging to recover the remains because of the destruction in Gaza.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. Major airports across the country are refusing to play this new video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem over their airport monitors.
It is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. However, Democrats in Congress refused to fund the federal government.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson calling the video propaganda. The shutdown brings uncertainty to tens of millions of retirees who were supposed to hear today about their Social Security cost of living adjustment. That information has been delayed probably now until next week. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tomei Olson. Northwoods State Senator Mary Felskowski says she's not seeking a run for higher office in 2026. In a statement on Monday, the state lawmaker from Tomahawk said she would remain a state senator after, quote, months of thought, prayer, and discussions with my husband, unquote. Senator Felskowski has been rumored as a potential candidate for both Congress or for governor next year. If she had decided to run in the governor's race, she would have faced several challengers in the Republican primary, including Congressman and former state lawmaker Tom Tiffany, along with Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and medical technician Andy Mansky. The city of Madison has started planting trees. Urban forestry crews started their fall planting season at the start of the week. They're planning to plant about 850 trees along City of Madison streets into November. City arborists picked about 28 different species of trees to be planted. The city says it's to ensure a diverse and resilient canopy. Another tree planting season begins in the spring when the Capital Times newspaper reports the Capitol Square is set to get a makeover. The two-year project will cost over $6 million and will upgrade sidewalks and the stormwater system that's caused leaks in the Capitol basement. The sidewalks were last replaced in 2001. Construction crews will work on one section of the square at a time. Organizers of the Dane County Farmers Market say they're coordinating with Capitol Police to plan around construction. The project's expected to be completed in spring 2027. For WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers tapering off in the morning. Then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 60. For tonight, an isolated shower possible after midnight, a low near 49. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible mainly in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 67. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on location for the Majestic Theater in Waukesha, Wisconsin for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Filmmakers, former Packers, all on the show.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and... Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Well, what do we do, you know?
Yeah, what can
it's
you
like,
do?
It's like if there's a way we could play a game of pickup sticks with all the stories that we have.
Yeah, or 52 pickup.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, 52 pickup. Yeah.
Throw the papers up in the air. And
see what happens. See I what think lands. Maybe that's closer to what we should do here this morning.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of insane Idiocracy coming up as well. So
So happy Wednesday.
It's a happy Wednesday. And well, you know, we've had showers rolling through the area for the last 5 or 6 hours. It's been pretty nightmarish, and huge ponds and flooding is going on right
now.
What
are you talking about? It's
well, no, not really. I'm just kidding.
It's slightly damp out there.
Slightly.
No, it seems to be exaggerating.
It's drizzling, just a little bit.
Just a
here
little.
Here and there.
Yeah.
My automatic windshield wipers are detecting some kind of moisture in the air.
A space car?
Yes, a space car.
You have radar in the space car?
It knows. Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's like 360 cameras, you know.
Okay.
I can see everything all the time. It's wild. Except when it rains. And then it has water on the lenses, and you can't see anything at all.
Well, they should have little windshield wipers in front of the lenses.
Yeah,
little
that's
tiny
what they
windshield
should
wipers.
Have. What the hell, you know? You know, they're little balls, you know, they're little half balls, and of course, you know, it has that the droplets on it and everything,
right.
And I'm trying to see it, and I rolled down the window, and I wiped it off, you know, on the rear mirror on the outside, and it didn't do any good. But it's cool, you know. It's cool. It's a space car. What do you expect?
Yeah. So
they don't have rain in space.
I guess not. Yeah, it's cool this morning. 49 degrees. Highs just 57 today.
Yeah,
that's it. And we'll have some scattered showers during the morning and some spotty rain here and there. But for the most part, just kind of cloudy today.
I hate spotty rain. You know, it's hard to get off.
Yeah, I know.
What can you do? I'd much rather just have, you know, water as opposed to spotty rain.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, you know, there's a few other things going on in the world.
And the Brewers lost last night.
The Brewers lost.
5-1 was the final score. So they're 0-2 against
the
Dodgers.
Killed.
They got today off, and then they'll be in L.A. tomorrow.
Anybody like the Dodgers? No one likes the Dodgers.
Everybody hates the Dodgers.
Yeah.
It just, it's a money team.
Count for something?
It's a money team.
Yeah.
You know, they just spend big money, like $500 million, you know, every year.
I know.
And I think they win every single year, too.
Yeah, it seems like they're always in it. Yeah.
You know, we were talking off the air about the Brewers and Cubs games, and my wife loves the Cubs, and she was listening to the radio broadcasts, the play-by-play, and during the breaks they had these promos of previous Cub highlights, which they played forever and ever and all the time, three or four times per break, and my wife knew every word in every one of them, and you know,
you're saying she's obsessed. She, with the Cubs?
she, you know, repeated everything exactly as they were saying it in these promos. And you know, I'm a casual person listening to this stuff.
You're pretty relaxed at home.
Yes, I'm very relaxed.
You're not as uptight as you are here.
Putting together this show, I'm a coiled spring. You know, and I'm just trying to put everything together, and I have to listen to these cuts seven or eight times in a row because she starts, you know, talking about these promos again, and I'm just like, ugh, can't stand it anymore. Anyway, and I'm glad that that's all over.
Yeah, the Cubs are out of it, so you don't have to hear that anymore.
But you know, it was fun, you know, having somebody in the house and so energized about our team. It's great to see.
Does your kids like the Cubs, or do they like the Brewers?
They don't do any sports.
Any sports.
Yeah. Really? Mm-mm. Not at all?
Nope. Mm. I know, and they don't do any alcohol of any sort, beer, anything, nothing, nothing. No coffee? I don't. You know, I
why?
I've failed as a father, I guess. What the hell? I push coffee like crazy on this show.
You do.
We've created a city of addicts.
Coffee.
we haven't really pushed coffee very much lately, have we?
No, we haven't. Where's the coffee guy? When we?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, well, there he is.
I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Fresh anybody pot? Want coffee?
Yeah, over
who
here.
Does anybody want coffee?
Right
who
over here.
Coffee?
Oh, there he goes.
Do you want coffee?
Well, they're
okay.
Yeah, they're mobbing him now. You know, he never gives them any coffee. I think it's the same pot he's had all week.
So. Yeah, well, so anyway, Dom, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Out of topic. Yeah, usually
well, I got another. I moved. I'm still moving, you know, from one side of town to the other.
Oh, you are. I thought now you got the piano moved.
No, the piano's the last thing to move. That's next Tuesday.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Hang on. Okay.
It's the piano movers.
My phone. My phone's going off.
But, you know,
2 days in a row.
It's weird.
That's kind of early, isn't it?
Weird.
12 minutes after 6.
Yeah. No, it's I don't know who that was.
Okay,
some odd call.
But you
anyway.
You
had I moved everything.
I thought you had to move.
I
the
did
piano
have,
yesterday.
No, had I have. I had movers way. Yesterday, but and I won't say who it was, but it was a local mover. And they said, yeah, we can do all that stuff, except we don't do pianos. And in fact, that's the case with a lot of movers. Mm-hmm. They won't do pianos because pianos are a special move.
They are,
you know. And you got to be insured. Special. You got to be, you know, there's a lot involved in moving a piano.
Heavy.
Yeah, heavy. They're heavy.
No
they're like 400 pounds.
Them.
Yeah, so I had to call a special place that does piano moving.
Yeah.
And they can't do it till next Tuesday.
Okay.
So, but everything else got moved, all the big stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brave.
So, yeah. Yeah, anyway.
Hey, I'm putting in my charging station.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
That was supposed to go completely in yesterday.
This was the phone call that you were getting constantly during the last half hour of the show. They called like 10, 17 times.
Yeah, I turned on the volume of the ringer, and I guess I didn't turn it down all the way. And whatever was remaining of the volume was just as loud as the full volume. I did not get that. But anyway, yes, they had trouble getting in because my wife didn't open the door for them.
Because she was asleep?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But here's the thing, you know, when you install one of these things, it's like a plug-in, an outlet that you have in the wall for a stove. So it has those big prongs on it.
Sure.
But you can't use just any one of those kind of outlets for a car charger because it's on for about 8 or 9 hours.
That's a
it's
long
constant
time.
Streaming of electricity. It becomes hot. Can deteriorate the plug, the outlet, very quickly. So you have to get a special one that is made specifically for EV charging. And they had that, but it was larger than the normal outlets for a stove that you normally have in the wall. It's larger, and they have a box that they put these outlets in, protect it from the weather outside, because it's outside, so you have to have a cover on it.
So they get it all done?
No, because of the because the cover was too small for this EV outlet.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I'm waiting for a new cover.
They get everything else done?
Yes, everything is done. It's fantastic. I thought for sure this wasn't going to go in.
Because you have concrete all over the house.
Yeah, it's like a bunker. I mean, it is a bunker. You know, the walls and ceiling of the basement are all poured concrete.
It's kind of an unusual setup.
Yes, it makes it really hard to rewire anything or do anything at all, period.
So in your basement, is it just purely storage, or do you have actual, is there like a living situation down there?
Oh, yeah, we've got an apartment down there. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. One of my sons lives down there, and my other son lives on the up flat. So
yeah, you got two apartments in there.
Yes.
Plus your place. So
my place, and we're renting.
Three places.
I don't know how that happened. I feel like I'm getting ripped off. I got to talk to the landlord about that.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Coming up a little bit later on, Mike McCabe will be joining us in our 7 o'clock hour. He's got a new Substack article.
7:35.
Yep.
To be exact.
That's right.
Not only that, it'll be like another episode of Busted Pencils. He's talking about education in this particular episode. So we'll find out more about that and get his take on the latest happenings in the news, Idiocracy.
Sure. And, you know, tomorrow night is the last night market of the season.
It is, yes.
So that happens tomorrow evening downtown, right across the street from us at the Overture Center. That's where our booth will be. Of course, the booths go up and down State Street and around.
Yes, they do
around the square.
And we're all we're dressing up. We're all dressing
are
up.
Are we?
Right? Yeah,
we are.
I mean, I am.
Really,
at least,
Halloween
are you?
A theme? Is that the deal?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, that's.
I don't know about that.
What
are you gonna wear? Are you gonna wear a badger out
there? I'm wearing my badger's onesie. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm ready for it.
A onesie?
Yeah. It's a whole onesie, and I already washed it yesterday, so I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
You stole that from the UW?
No, I
the
bought
mascot?
It.
Did you make it yourself?
No, I bought it on Amazon. You could buy it right now if you want to. Just check it out. Bucky Badger onesie in Amazon. And there
really?
It is. Yep.
Wow.
It's not even expensive.
I went Badgers to a Comic-Con. I went to a Comic-Con as Spider-Man in a onesie. The pajama onesie. That was my costume.
Really? That's going to be the same. It's going to be the same attire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Badgers are not having a great season. I don't know if you've noticed or not. But
yeah.
The word is out.
Yeah, they're not showing up. Students aren't in the student section anymore. You know, they gave up. You know, I don't know why. You're supposed to go to the games just to have fun. You don't care if they win or lose. You don't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, they're fickle.
Yeah.
So is the coach. Hello.
Well, hello. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
And this, I think this Saturday, they're taking on Ohio State, which is look at this.
Who is that?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It doesn't say. It's
787 area code.
I don't know what that is. That's weird. Yeah. All right, I'm turning
the phone off. We have a text here. Yeah, I lost interest in baseball back in the late 90s when the Yankees were the highest paid team, and they kept winning. And lost interest in that's what happens,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes. Dodgers are the second highest salary team. Now they're winning a lot, so yeah. Get the money out of it and make it all fair, but that's not going to happen. Okay.
Yeah, good.
Well,
good text.
That's a good observation. Yeah. You can call us, you can text us, get the Civic Media app fired up. You can send us a voice note. Our phone number is 608-879-8255. Okay. Anything
well,
else?
You're dressing up for this is...
For the night market?
Pretty much. No, I don't care about the night market. dressing up for it. I love the night market. I think it's fantastic.
It is.
I mean, it really is a great event down here.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun.
What I want to get to is the No Kings protest.
Oh, that's Saturday.
Yes. And my wife wants to us to dress up for the No Kings thing. And I am not, I don't want to go to this. It's enough just to get me to go to any protest. You know, the other day I asked everybody, you think protests are a little out? You know, they've learned how to game the system with protests now. Mm. They don't have the National Guard here to game that system, but I don't know. I don't want to go as, you know, a superhero or act like we're the Avengers and we're going to save the city and save the country.
All right.
But Anne wants,
a curmudgeon.
Anne wants to do that.
Yeah. Does she really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. It is 19 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning right here on WMDX.
WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Drill out of my face. Hey, no one wants to get their teeth drilled at the dentist, right? That's why I stopped. This is Dr. Chris Kammer from Victorious Dental. When you can heal cavities with brush-on medicine, why would you ever want to amputate tooth structure with a dental drill? There are no dental drills at Victorious Dental, and no shots either. Don't need them. For a kinder, more humane healing experience at the dentist, reach out to Victorious Dental at thedrillisgone.com.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales at WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Monster savings are creeping in this October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save hundreds off of mattresses, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American-made, locally crafted. Hunt down these monstrous deals before they vanish at Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can ask me what's trending.
Everybody's asking, what is trending? We have a few things trending here. John and Gordy in the morning. We've got Dom at the controls, and it is a slightly damp morning.
Yes, it is.
Are we expecting any more rain there, Mr. Weatherman?
Well, a couple of spots of showers, but not much. It's moving out, and then we'll just be left with cloud cover, and highs around 57 today. So
a little bit
on the chilly side. Right now, 49 degrees. Do we have the sunrise and sunset times from your WMDX Samsung watch?
I actually do. I mean, it is here, and it is ready to go, just as the weather window is always ready to look out and check out the real weather. As it's happening, sunrise is at 7:11. I'm sorry.
The weather window gets a workout, man.
I'm telling you.
It's really something. It's a window in a window.
And it never shows anywhere. That's another big benefit of having that.
It's amazing. It really is.
Let me see. 6:14 sunset time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be ready for it.
Starts getting darker much, much earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. We have just read a text that we thought was just a text, but it's a voice note instead.
Yeah.
So We never play these. We never get them. So let's hear how John and Gordy mangled our reading of this particular text from the actual person who sent this voice note in. Let's listen.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost interest in baseball back in the late 90s when the Yankees were the highest paying team and they kept winning. I lost interest. Finally got interest again when the Brewers were doing good. Turns out Dodgers are the second highest salaried team, and now they're winning a lot. So, yeah, get the money out of it. Make it all fair. But, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. And that's Matt out Middleton.
Yeah, that's who that is. And now that session closed out. I wonder, did this close out because we played a voice note?
Maybe.
The screen is closed out, Tom.
Oh, God.
And now you got to come over here. All right. Decide well,
just give me the... password, please.
Okay. All right. I'll give it to you during the break, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. We'll wait on that then.
Yeah,
all right.
Please.
Well, you can come in here and do it.
I will. Put it on automatic in there.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm going to put a, I'm just going to, you know, bring up a story here that's trending at this point. Okay. This is a funny story because the Texas National Guard had a few fat members.
It did?
Yeah. They.
A little overweight?
Yes, they are, actually. Huh. And, you know, they're camped out just outside of Chicago, waiting to go in, but a judge stopped them from going in. But the pictures of these heavy-set National Guard unit guys from Texas created a meme on X, and all of a sudden, you know, they were starting to embarrass the great state of Texas.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, that sparked an online furor. And the Texas Military Department benched some of these National Guard troops.
Really? Wow. Sent back to Texas?
Yeah, they did. They actually pulled them out, sent them back to Texas, these heavy set guys.
Wow.
Ooh, that's not good.
That's got to be embarrassing for them.
Just that is a bad luck, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Jeez. You know, Pete Hegseth wants everybody to be, you know, in top condition.
Fit and trim.
Yes.
Gee, I bet they were disappointed they didn't get to go have some Chicago pizza, some deep dish pizza, or, you know, while they were in the city.
Or, you know, at least, you know, being a cleanup crew, picking up some of the litter on the streets in the great city of Chicago.
Yeah.
So,
too bad for them.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he was sending the elite Texas National Guard to Chicago.
Okay.
And took back a few of the heavy set ones, and it's... Boy, that's body shaming, isn't it? You don't want to see body shaming in the military. That's not
terrible.
Good. It's not good at all.
It's too bad.
And then, of course, this is a horrible repercussion that's taken place because our orange blob that sits in the White House watching Fox News all day decided that he doesn't like green energy. He doesn't like alternative energy.
He doesn't like the windmills. He doesn't like those.
The windmills. Yeah, right. The ones that, you know, grind up grain.
Kill all the
into
birds.
Into flour.
Yeah.
Those windmills. He hates them. Anyway, so all of these other companies, major companies throughout the country, have invested in the future of green energy.
Of course they
spend
have.
Billions and billions of dollars. They have 5-year plans to carry out this green energy, General Motors being one of them. They took $1.6 billion in investment and shelved it. They made a U-turn because, you know, we're giving up on EVs because the great orange one doesn't believe that they should be there. Remember when he said all of the above for energy options, right? All of the above. Well, not exactly equal, all of the above. So he's phasing out the EV factor and all of the charging stations being installed all across the country. And General Motors is taking it in the shorts. $1.6 billion. Ford did the same thing. This is a devastation for the auto industry. Mm-hmm. Now they have to go back on it and start churning out gas engines again.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, when he was buddy-buddy with Elon Musk, he had EVs out on the White House lawn.
Yes, he was selling them.
Like a used car sale.
That's right. He was the general manager, and Elon was out there hawking his stuff.
Yes. Well, what happened to that?
Yeah. Okay. So this is really bad news, and it is a cost for all of these major corporations.
Yeah, what are they going to do now?
Huh?
Pull back. Huh?
Yeah, they're going to pull back. They're going to slow down the rollout of EVs. I say they should have EV demonstration stations all over the country
really?
For people to try an EV, see if they like them. They will change their minds instantly when you get behind the wheel of an EV and drive it. It's fantastic.
When I drove your space car, man, that was cool.
It's smooth.
It was very cool. Yeah. All right. It is 6:29. Straight ahead, the Midwest Food and Farm Report. We'll be back with Idiocracy for Wednesday morning. John Peterson and Gordy Young, along with Don Lee. Stay with us.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful.
92.7 WMDX, Smart Talk without the suit and tie. Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
So over the past 30 days, there's been 42 confirmed flocks of birds and one livestock operation that have all been impacted by high-path avian influenza. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So the message of biosecurity on all farms is critical at this time of the year. Danielle Biddick-Weedel is a veterinarian herself and owner of Preventalytics. She says that biosecurity is something that you should consider an investment for your overall farm health.
I always say biosecurity is kind of like an insurance plan. It's really hard to measure if it's working, because if disease isn't there, you want to attribute, your farm animal care program that's administered through the National Milk Producers Federation works on a lot of things, just basic animal care things, clean water, clean bedding, good nutrition, having a herd health program, having a veterinarian of record, having a vaccination plan, a deworming plan. All those are kind of the foundations for biosecurity, and those are investments producers make.
Danielle Biddick-Weedel, vet and owner of Preventalytics, encourages all farms to take a look at their biosecurity plan. If you've got questions, reach out to your co-ops or other industry leaders and find out what they can do to assist you. Also, make sure you're minimizing farm cross-contamination, trying to move cattle less, especially during the winter. And if there's people around your farming operation, make sure they're entering clean and thinking about your biosecurity plan as well. Markets are next.
What a win!
That's how you finish a season.
Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn dominated DeKalb SmartStax and VT4 Pro.
An average 7.1 bushels per acre yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
Plus, all that corn rootworm protection and herbicide flexibility.
That's a dream team.
That's Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn. In it to win it.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Tuesday, the 40-pound block cheese was up 3¾ cents at 170¾. AA butter up 2 at 164. December corn this morning down a penny at 412. November beans right now unchanged 1007. July wheat up a penny at 542. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers tapering off in the morning, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 60. For tonight, an isolated shower possible after midnight, a low near 49. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible mainly in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 67. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, yeah. And it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Or please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW political science professor Barry Burton and Professor Charles Franklin, the pollster from MU Law School. We discuss the shifts in Trump's approval ratings and the divide within Dems. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, we've plumbed the depths of dumbness, and we have a few more stories to pass along to you.
Yeah.
This is WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
Yeah, we'll get to Idiocracy in just a moment. It is 6:35. We have clouds. We have some rain moving through downtown Madison at the moment on State Street. It is looking pretty wet, but this should move along, and then we'll just be left with clouds and highs. Just 57 for today, right now 49 degrees. I had right before we went to the break, and you spilled the coffee all over the place, you know. on your laptop.
I did, right across the keyboard.
Is it laptop working okay now?
You know, it seems to be.
Yeah, so it's nice far. And clean.
Yeah, I've been meaning coffee's to do that. I actually have been meaning to do that, and I think coffee is a great cleaner.
It is.
Point.
It really helps.
Option I wasn't necessarily planning on, but it works. It still works.
Well, good. So what's happening?
It's an amazing computer.
Idiocracy today.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the radar here. And, we got some some storm action coming in our direction.
Okay,
should be here fairly soon.
Pretty heavy showers.
Bit more showers. Nothing heavy. Okay. Okay, this is something I saved.
Now you're fighting with the mic stand. Everything okay over there?
What the heck happened to the mic? Okay.
You got to tighten that elbow over there.
I'm not going to do anything at this point.
Okay.
I'm going to leave
Just
it.
Just let it be all loosey-goosey.
Right. Okay. This I didn't get to the story last week, but this was something I thought worth mentioning. The Oregon Republican Party is facing a backlash after it shared a social media post about a planned military deployment in Portland using, get this, a fabricated image composed of photographs from South America. Well, that's what I always think of when I want to have an actual picture of Portland. I go to South America to get pictures from there. The Guardian found this story. They reported how the Oregon Republican Party used these photographs as evidence supporting Trump's claim that Portland's protests were out of control. Okay. So it's out of control protest in South America to prove their point, showing a line of riot police in a crowd with flares creating red smoke. However, the image was a digital composite of two unrelated photographs from different South American countries. They didn't even go to just one country, they went to two, with a clear indication of its non-U.S. origin in the pictures.
Really?
Yeah, an officer's shield marked Policia kind of gave that all away, and that is a Getty image from 2008.
Wow. Nice. Well,
you know.
you get what you can, I guess. I don't know. What's available.
Yeah, I guess, right. You know, AI should have been a little bit more particular in creating that image. When a journalist pointed out the image's inauthenticity, the Oregon Republican Party responded on social media with a cavalier admission. We're not reporters, just bad memers. Well, that's great. It's good to...
Wow.
It's good to at least confess to making a big mistake.
They caved right away.
Yes.
good for them. Oh, man.
All right. How about that insane logic around COVID? And this is an interesting, bizarre story. Omega posted this. 25% of people who got the COVID shot regret it. The others are dead. So 25% regret the COVID shot. The others are dead. That was the statement from this poster on X.
Okay.
So another one noticed that and said, apparently 75% of those who got the COVID shot are dead, and the other 25% regret they got it. Anyone out there who has had the COVID vaccine is not dead yet and does not regret it, please respond. And he says, I'll start. Me. So that's good stuff. That's good stuff. See, the story didn't end prematurely. That was a good follow-up.
Should we go to the phones?
Yes. In fact, it's good to hear from Mark this morning because I was going to read your post on Putrid Pete, as you call him.
Yeah, Mark, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I'll let you read the post separately, but you just switch gears a little bit on with Scott Walker did the same thing back in 2011 when Fox News did the same thing back in 2011 during the Act 10 protests when they were picturing protests from Tunisia trying to claim they're from Madison, Wisconsin.
I remember that, yes, absolutely.
I mean, what occurred to me yesterday and the meme that's been running through my mind is that Donald Trump is a lot like Ayn Rand's superhero, William Hickman, the guy who kidnapped a girl and chopped her up and took her hostage. I mean, that's precisely what Trump is doing to the United States. I mean, he's taking the nation hostage, chopping it up, that's okay. I mean, that he's trying to destroy the United States democracy and. It's all about Donald Trump. And Donald, and the guy's superhero statement was what is good for me is right. And that's what Donald Trump believes. What is good for him is right. And it, you know, damned to be the rest of the world if as long as it's right for him.
That's right.
His family gathering wealth. I mean, maybe it's a little, you know, I think that Trump is equally as twisted as William Hickman. He might not have actually, you know, kidnapped a little girl and murdered her, but he certainly has tried his best to destroy our democracy.
Absolutely.
In addition to his,
well, he doesn't. He doesn't have to care about what is proper, what isn't, because you know, for him, it's just take it all down and create it in his image, which is crazy, isn't it? I mean, the guy failed. Gambling casinos. How do you fail at that?
Right. I don't know, but Putrid Pete really is.
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
I appreciate it. You know, we talked the other day about some of the protests in these cities. You know, Portland is doing it the right way. They're dressing people up in costumes, you know, big animal costumes, a frog. Yeah. And, in fact, the frog thing has taken off in meme form on X. They have AI-created animations, you know, like George Washington.
Mm. Okay.
And it's just fun stuff. But anyway, what happened is they had a protest the other day, and it was the nude bike protest. That took place in the rain. I understand they're getting quite rainy out there. But at this was just incredible. I saw this video, and it was a takeoff on the nude bike protest. Mm-hmm. It was a nude die-in. So they covered this entire, it looked like a bridge, but the entire bridge was just covered with people just lying there. A lot of them naked. You know, we had, you know, the costume people. We had a half clothed Santa Claus laying out there and a few naked people, but it was covered with people just performing a protest, a die-in protest on a bridge out there in Portland. They know how to do it right.
Wow.
And those guys are good.
That's
right?
That's interesting. I mean, they all just laid on the bridge naked.
They did, yes. Yeah. Yes, well.
That'll get some attention.
Some did. Not everybody.
They were not all naked. Okay. Yeah.
But maybe we should start doing that all over the country. Maybe that would be a way to counter ICE and the National Guard pushing people around, wrestling to the ground. I would like to see them wrestle to the ground a bear or a frog. Or a bunny rabbit,
sure.
Or maybe a cow with an udder. You know, I just want to see
characters.
Them, you know, tackle these animated characters. And
just in time for Halloween, you get a double use out of your Halloween costume that way.
Exactly. Know? Wouldn't that be the best way to protest?
Right.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you like it. We're working on it, though. We're working on it.
Okay.
I want to get to this. This is kind of an odd story. The FBI is very serious about going after Antifa. You know, they want to break up the Antifa network, which no one ever heard of until just recently.
Doesn't really exist.
No. And it kind of piggybacks with the John and Gordy Antifa After School, which is something we're trying to bring to each and every school in the country.
There.
I mean, if they can put Charlie Kirk... Turning Point USA in the schools, which is a purely political organization, and plop it in the schools with conservative thinking. I think that maybe the Antifa after school program is just what we need to counter that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, the FBI is very serious about going after Antifa members, and now we're going to have to start looking over our shoulders because of our after-school program, Gordy.
Okay.
Anyway, the FBI showed up at Glenn Beck's home, and they started interviewing him about his expose on Antifa, and they wanted to get the word out, and who best to talk to than Glenn Beck to get a little propaganda on the airwaves. So Glenn Beck was good at it, and let's listen to what he said.
Okay.
But if I were in that imaginary group of Antifa,
in quotes,
which, by the way, has imaginary leaders leaving the country to go maybe to imaginary countries outside of the U.S.
It's really
right
imaginary.
Now, I would be very concerned if I were part of anything that was sending money their way or assistance their way. I don't know. I might be a little concerned because the FBI is dead ass serious. Thank you, Donald Trump, Cash Patel, and all of the agents at the FBI.
Yes, they're going after. They're certainly going after the Antifa organization, network, whatever you want to call it. Oh, now here, the brewer, the owner of Minocqua Brewing, posted his sign: Wisconsin's next governor needs to be Antifa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that piqued the interest of our governor candidate, Tom Tiffany. This is a disastrous campaign. It was almost as bad as some of the other ones that we've talked about. But Tom Tiffany is on this thing like flies on, you know what? Every petty comment, every rumor, every sideshow, every random opinion, every obvious lie, Tom Tiffany is going to jump on board. And this is what he said: more disgusting rhetoric from a Democrat leader in our state. Antifa is a violent domestic terrorist organization. The media should ask every Wisconsin Democrat governor candidate if they support Antifa. Again, Antifa is anti-fascist.
Yes.
So do we support anyone who's against fascism? Well, that's an easy question to answer.
Yeah.
Oh, this Tom Tiffany is a disaster. I don't think he even knows what Antifa, you know, the thing is they come up with acronyms, you know, they really hate acronyms, and it makes it very simple for them to make their point. They don't even have to think about what the acronym means, what the words are. And Antifa is like an acronym. They just say it now, and everything is the Antifa protesters, right? I mean, this is their preceding protester with Antifa now.
Yeah.
This is really I mean, you know, you just want to show your stupidity? Go ahead, please. Mm. For the rest of the world to see, we encourage it.
Okay. It is 6:48, 49 degrees, rain showers in Madison this morning. We'll be back with more of Idiocracy with John and Gordy on WMDX.
Work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're having trouble with your hearing, do something about it. Talk with the good folks at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Call them and make an appointment at 608-249-4077. You can take an initial hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Don't let your hearing loss frustrate you anymore. They help John and Gordy hear better, and they can help you too. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Oral arguments in Louisiana versus Calais are scheduled for October 15th in the U.S. Supreme Court, with interpretation of the 14th and 15th Amendments under debate and the Voting Rights Act in the balance. The 14th Amendment enshrines civil and legal rights of formerly enslaved Americans. Section 1 says in part, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States." And in what became known as the Equal Protection Clause, "nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." The 15th Amendment states, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude." But Black, Native, and other minority voters faced another 100 years of discrimination before Congress enforced it with the Voting Rights Act of 1965. President Lyndon Johnson told Congress,
"Our fathers believed that if this noble view of the rights of man was to flourish, it must be rooted in democracy. The most basic right of all was the right to choose your own leaders. The history of this country, in large measure, is the history of expansion of that right to all of our people."
Find a live stream link for the October 15th, 10 a.m. arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
From the war against disorder, from sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
John and Gordy in the Morning. WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Check our station and then text us or voice note us or give us a call as well. What is that phone number, Gordy?
That number, John, is 608-879-8255.
I actually don't know it.
608-879-8255.
All right.
879 Talk.
Hey, we got a call already, don't we?
We do.
All right.
CJ is on the phone this morning.
All right, CJ.
Good morning, CJ. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Not bad.
How was your adventure yesterday waving the flag up at the state capitol? We saw you outside our window. You called us in. And
we posted it, right?
We got it on our
92.7 website. Yes.
How'd I look? Did I look dapper?
You did.
You were all dressed up in a suit and tie. Yeah.
Yes. Pulled it out of the mothballs just for you guys.
Did you get a lot of good reaction up at the Capitol? Did you talk about
those little ninja people, Antifa, as they run around the country?
Okay. Yes, the Antifa in quotes.
If we'd follow them as much as, do you think they aren't quite as smart as the Black Lives Matter leaders who had people send in millions of dollars? Whatever happened to those leaders? They bought themselves mansions and cars and stuff. Boy, they really cared about the black lives, didn't they?
Well, you know, somehow along the way,
that organization.
I think that's more on the right wing. That's a talking point there. I've never heard of that, but go ahead, go ahead.
But, well, what happened to those Black Lives Matter leaders?
I don't know. They don't care
about the black lives.
But
they
took
the money and ran.
You kind of brought it up here, and I'll go a little bit further on that. Every time they talk about all these big protests, in fact, the No Kings protest, they're saying that the George Soros paid protesters are turning out for the No Kings protest.
Where
is this money? No one's getting paid that I know of.
They are going to follow the money, guys.
Yeah.
They're going to follow the money, and they're going to see where that money went, kind of like the Black Lives Matter.
I would love to find out where
money. They live in mansions now.
If George Soros...
Isn't that quite amazing
that no one cares about that information.
Yeah, we don't know where you're getting that, but okay, now you've said it. Now it's fact. All right. Now, what about the paid protesters? They keep saying these are paid protesters, and we've never, ever been able to come up with a paycheck, or no one I know has ever been paid. Why is that?
George Soros.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. Good question.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the big question I have. This is something I got it. I have to pass this along to you. This just blew my mind. This is a Fox TV affiliate up north, Winnebago County. This is just really something else, okay? They covered this story. The Winnebago County Democratic Party is being criticized for hate speech materials at their farmers market up there in Winnebago County.
What?
Now, listen to this story. They have absolutely no proof that any of this happened. But they're covering the story anyway. It blew my mind. Just check this out. This is cut 130. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
So some people in Oshkosh are criticizing the Winnebago County Democratic Party.
It comes after some at this past weekend's farmers market say a party volunteer handed out hate speech materials.
It's hate speech. I mean, it's literally wishing death on somebody, which isn't appropriate in any scenario.
Katie Neubauer says she and her family were enjoying their Saturday morning at the Oshkosh Farmers Market this past weekend. But things took a turn, she says, when her 8-year-old child was handed a bracelet from a member of the Winnebago County Democratic Party's booth.
The guy behind the tent table said, "Hey, give this to your mom. She's going to really want this." And one of the children comes running up, gives us the bracelet, and we're looking at it, and it literally says, "Is he dead yet?" on the bracelet.
Neubauer and the Republican Party of Winnebago County assume this was a hate speech reference to President Donald Trump.
They assume
Fox 11 was unable to get a photo of the bracelets. We've been working to get questions answered by the County Democratic Party.
Fox
11 also reached out to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It declined an interview, but instead the party's communications director, Philip Schulman, texted us a statement that reads, "The materials brought by a volunteer without the authorization of the party are not in line with our values, and we regret this happened."
We don't
know. The Oshkosh Farmers Market tells Fox 11 it received about 10 complaints from customers about the bracelets.
The bracelet.
Market manager Michelle Schmid-Schultz also confirmed it was the Winnebago County Democratic Party's booth handing out the materials. The organization will be allowed to set up for future markets. In Oshkosh, Tony Langfellow, Fox 11
All right,
News.
So here's the thing, and there's a follow-up on this. Oh. The Democratic Party apparently is not going to be at the farmer's market anymore.
Okay.
So they've been bounced out of there, been kicked out on a rumor that there's a bracelet.
They never got a picture?
Yet? There's no
Nobody,
picture.
Okay, but there were 10 complaints.
10 complaints from people who apparently disagree with the bracelet, not a number of them. They didn't distribute a bunch of
them.
They
didn't see
it. There is just one bracelet that no one has been able to come up with. I couldn't believe that they actually had this story on their newscast. Right. There's no proof. Why would they jump on something like this? I mean, to this day, no one has even created an AI rendition of what that bracelet might look like, okay? And guess what? Our governor candidate, Tom Tiffany, is on this one, too.
Oh, boy.
He wrote this past weekend at the Oshkosh Farmer Market, the Winnebago County Democratic Party gave a kid a bracelet that read, "Is he dead yet?" regarding President Trump. You don't know if it's regarding anybody. This political hate and violence has no place in Wisconsin. Well, thank you, Tom, for straightening that one out. We were questioning that all along.
He's running with it.
He's a disaster.
He's going with it.
Just waiting. Oh,
man. Okay.
Waiting.
All right. Well, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Mike McCabe will join us, as he does every Wednesday. He'll be here about 7:35, and we've got news straight ahead.
We've got the big story, by the way.
Oh, yes, the big story.
The Obama subsidies back in the news.
Yes, that's coming up on WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says one of the bodies just handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the Gaza ceasefire by moving too slowly to release the remains of deceased hostages. Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos, of the 28 bodies Hamas has been holding, only 7 have been returned. Hamas says it's a challenge to recover all the remains given the near total destruction of Gaza. Israel's prime minister says he has a cold and is skipping his corruption trial today, during which he was to be cross-examined. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem's video to air travelers blames Democrats for the government shutdown. It's unclear this morning if any airports are running that video. Chicagoans got tear-gassed by federal agents when protesters gathered at the scene of a crash between the agents and a man fleeing arrest. This is ABC News.